The inaugural Rise and Inspire Summit hosted by the Gaymar Foundation aims to bring Tri-Cities youth together for discussions and presentations, including an address by a key figure in the U.S. civil rights movement, Minnie Jean Brown Trickey, who, at age 15, was pivotal to desegregating her school in Little Rock, Arkansas, will bring her knowledge and experience to the youth conference. It's scheduled for Sunday, September 3, at Evergreen Cultural Center in Coquitlam, located at 1205 Pine Tree Way. Brown Trickey has been described by former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as a testament to the power of young people to ignite change. In 1957, Brown Trickey was among the first group of African American children to go to the city's Central High School in September, and in doing so, helped desegregate it despite massive opposition. In addition to Brown Trickey, there will be a panel discussion called Young People Leading in a Public Space, moderated by Port Coquitlam Cown. Paige Petriou. The conference master of ceremonies will be Daniel Joseph, who is a hip-hop artist and author, while Tessica Trong, community engagement innovator, will also provide a keynote speech. Performances include Harrison Yee, three-time Canadian yo-yo champion Etienne Sue, folk singer-songwriter Jane Wiley, Haida hoop dancer Everald and Panwiberry, K-pop dance team. The Rise and Inspire Summit costs $20 and takes place from 2 to 8 p.m. The agenda is as follows. Rise and Inspire Summit, students only, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., dinner break 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., $20. Rise and Inspire Community Evening, public, 6 p.m. 8 p.m., free admission. Approximately one-third of the Tri-Cities population is under the age of 24. Too often, young people feel ignored or overlooked, stated Otto Gaymar, co-founder of the Gaymar Foundation, in a release. We believe in the capacity of these young people to make our world a better place. The Rise and Inspire Summit will be a day of inspiration, community, and hope for everyone. For more information and tickets, you can visit the Evergreen Cultural Center's website.